Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report.
President Barack Obama has now delayed approval of the Keystone Pipeline project for shipping tar sand oil to U.S. refineries till after the 2012 U.S. elections, reports Elizabeth McGowan at Inside Climate News, topping a story of revived environmental activism. Activists pressed Obama on his promise to wean the country of its oil addiction, culminating in a ring of thousands that surrounded the White House recently to press the point. Traditional environmental tactics melded with an emerging and optimistic force of teenagers and 20 and 30-somethings. Advocacy organizations fought the pipeline plan on different levels with their individual strengths. This divide-the-chores-and-conquer approach allowed researchers to delve into nitty-gritty science and safety details, educators to teach via outreach, and marchers to put feet on the street. The message to the president, one activist noted, was, "Please take care of our land and water and fight climate change." Recent statewide voting victories on progressive issues probably also encouraged Obama. Lessons learned in activism include be relentless, share credit for successes, less bickering and more cooperation, broaden the membership base, and always say thank you, in this case, to the president.
This is Mel Hart.